7507 or come see us across from Bell Road on Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating Center. We make it simple, you make it beautiful.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Good morning, Millbrook.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John, what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. To radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Lillian Wu. Joe Biden makes it official.
Everything that has made America, America is at stake.
Oh, my God. Who the hell
That's why today
is?
I'm announcing my candidacy for president of the United States.
That video released online a short while ago, the former vice president asking voters to deny President Trump 4 more years.
Biden's on top of several polls. The latest from Monmouth has him up over his nearest competitor, Senator Bernie Sanders, by 7 points. But when it comes to the progressive wing of his party, Biden might not fare so well.
Fox's Jill Nato. Biden becomes the 20th Democrat to officially join the race. And in Russia, a historic face-to-face between President Vladimir Putin and his North Korean counterpart. Putin saying Kim Jong-un says that Pyongyang is ready to proceed toward denuclearization, but it needs serious security guarantees to do so. This is Fox News.
Take your daughters and sons to Work Day, where you can teach them the nuances of mindless web browsing and talking trash behind your coworkers' backs.
Recently, I asked the members of the 93.1 Morning Show what one word best describes them. Greg Budell, what one word best describes the Morning Show? Jay Scott, what's your word?
Excelsior!
What's your one word, Emily Hayes?
Unity!
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, what one word best describes the Morning Show?
Chicken!
You could have called that one in. And Rich Thomas, you get the last word. What one word best describes the Morning Show here on 93.1?
Cool.
There you have it. What's your one word to describe the people who get up early every morning to entertain us?
You said Uranus.
Don't start that again. Stand by for three men and a lady.
Unity!
Look who's here and looking great. That's Rich Thomas. I was going downstairs, but eventually Jay Scott will be here, and so will Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun!
I hope the steak was good this morning.
Oh, my God.
They're worth it at 6:07.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Should be a beautiful sunrise, officially listed for 6:05. We're at 6:07 right now. Warm day today with a high temperature up to about 81. Thunderstorms becoming likely by later on this afternoon and into the evening hours tonight. A few of those storms could be strong, possibly severe. Sure, it's Thursday. That'll be ending by late tonight, low 63. Tomorrow, chance of a shower early, otherwise improvement by midday and afternoon as the sun returns with a high near 80 on Friday. Perfect weekend with sunshine, 82 Saturday, 85 Sunday, 88 Monday, and could we be teasing 90 on Tuesday and Wednesday? Gosh, we hope not. But that's the way it works. It's too early in the ballgame. In fact, the ballgame hasn't started. Beach forecast is good for the weekend. I'll have that later this morning for you. Right now this morning, we have calm winds and partly cloudy skies, 88% relative humidity, temperature is 60 at 6:08.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
I think other than the potential for some weather later on today, the only thing that's worth discussing is the Avengers movie, right? Am I?
Steak's worth discussing.
Oh, no.
There's wonderful. A backup at the coffee pot, as in a people backup.
Oh.
As in old lady Hayes didn't get any coffee.
Is there construction? I ran into that yesterday.
Speaking of construction, this whole remodeling of the Eastern Boulevard I-85 exit,
which will happen for the rest of our lives.
Probably. I'm starting to see, is it get an idea of kind of how it's going to look when
it's
all done.
Would you let me know how, what do you think?
Well, I think ultimately for people that are going southbound on the boulevard over 85, they're going to put a signal there for people to turn left. Because right now it's a, can I cheat death left turn? And they're going to make that a double wide lane. You'll have the Eastern Boulevard and Perry or Carmichael Road. They will have a separate lane for traffic getting onto 85 because they're already putting the asphalt down for that on the far right side. And how they're going to solve the problem of like 6 feet of lane changing space.
I know what you're talking about.
It's to make that right turn onto Carmichael. They're adding another lane there. Now, that may be a Carmichael Road only exit from 85 going northbound. That's kind of what I'm seeing there.
What about going northbound off of, are you going to still have to cross the interstate to get on I-85 northbound from the Eastern Bypass? I wonder. You know, right now, that's a little archaic, going across traffic like that.
These big cloverleaf loops are definitely archaic. They, you know, the engineers that design this stuff, the planners that decide, they may be talented at building things, but they suck when it comes to envisioning the future.
Well, the practicality of it all. Like, put yourself in the shoes of the people that are having to drive it. Nightmare.
Yeah, it's like every day I get a knot in my stomach after I get on Eastern Boulevard from 85, wondering, how am I going to be able to find an opening in traffic exiting 85 of the boulevard so I can make the right turn on Carmichael? And every day it's my neck hurts for trying to... Yeah, you know, look all the way to the right, and am I going to be able to make this? It's just crazy.
Sometimes I'll just go to the Perry Hill Road exit just to avoid this stress.
I've like one time I was following husband to East Chase from here, and he turned right out of here instead of turning left. And when we got, I think we were going to Bed Bath & Beyond for wedding stuff, and I said, why didn't you just go Eastern Boulevard? And he was like, why would I sit at a light? Dadgummit! He's like, why would I sit at a light and wait for it to change and deal with having to cross over different lanes of traffic just to get on the interstate when it's easier to go to Perry Hill? And ever since then...
That's how I go home.
I mean, that's what I do now.
I go half a mile one way and then have to drive it back, but it's better than dealing with that left turn.
That stress.
We have a call this morning from somebody.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Is it time to guess for the conundrum?
No.
Okay. No.
In fact, we don't even know what it is yet.
Hey, I've been scratching my head a whole lot about that work they're doing over there. And I finally went digging and Googling, and I found they've drawn a picture of what they think it's going to look like when they get done.
Oh, yeah, that's a little scary, what they think it's going to look like.
Yeah.
I'd rather have them be a little more certain.
No, they've drawn what it's supposed to look like when they get done, what lanes are we going to be adding and where they're at. Yeah. If I can find that again, I'll send it to you.
Would you do that? I would love to see that.
Yeah, I want to see it, too.
Put it on Facebook.
The biggest thing is getting the signal light in there. That's going to help more than anything. But it is pretty much like you said, an extra lane turning right, coming when you're going northbound on 85.
And southbound, we'll have a light to turn left.
There should be a light there for a left turn.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because they kind of need it now.
Oh, yeah.
Right. If I find it, I'll send it to you, Greg.
I appreciate it, Cooter.
Y'all have a great day.
You
Thanks.
Too.
Hey, not bad. I was kind of...
Look at you go.
What about those... I don't know. If you've been to Orange Beach, you know what I'm talking about. These turnarounds. You can't turn left anymore.
Yeah.
You have to go turnaround lanes.
On 59?
Yeah. It's just crazy. And then what about that turnaround lane on Chantilly? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, that's a mess.
By the way,
who came up with that?
You know what I would love to have right now? The barrel franchise in this town. The orange and white barrel franchise. Because for a while there, you could drive through openings to get into the right turn lane on the Carmichael Road, even though it's against the law. I did it. If there was nobody coming off northbound 85 at the boulevard, I would just cut through the barrels.
Think about the number of barrels.
Now they've tightened that up. If you're going on Chantilly Parkway towards East Chase Parkway, they've now added a right turn lane there and put a bunch of barrels in to it's a barrel of fun.
Well, when they're all done with this, they're going to go, there's going to be just too many barrels. Like, the boss is out of town and we're going barrel crazy today.
Yeah.
We're slashing prices on barrels.
Coming up, we'll learn the strategy that James Holzhauer has used to win over $1 million on Jeopardy. Does sad music make people feel happy? And here's a place I think we'll see rich one day. A giant Idaho potato has been turned into a hotel.
Whoa.
And you're the kind of guy that just loves that travel adventure. That just sounds like something you'll put on your bucket list and... We'll be talking to her one day. Mother's Day is coming up. Mm-hmm. It's closing, and we'll find out how many days exactly in the timeline just ahead with Rich. But my suggestion, by the way, I wrote a pretty good column for Mother's Day based on a story I've told here once or twice during my time. And, well, there's a lot of different things based on that story when you read it. Things I could have had made at Brian Jewelry, created from scratch, that would celebrate some of the things that we enjoyed doing together, like a solid gold Yahtzee dice.
Solid gold.
Yeah, you'll see how that works when you read the column. Or a perhaps a beautiful 14-karat gold pansy, which is also something that comes up in this particular story. The idea, when you want to give something really special to mom that sort of celebrates your history together, go see them and talk to them. Let them know what mom liked and what her favorite things were, and they'll make suggestions based on their in-house inventory, which is quite extensive. I mean, you have lots of selections and all types of diamonds and gems. But if you don't see quite what you want, they can modify an existing piece. And I said, if you give them a little time, you can't go in the day before Mother's Day and say, please create this. Think ahead. It's the second Sunday in May. Don't let it catch you by surprise. Stop by and see Lynn and the incredible team. Three generations of experience into every purchase of Brian Jewelry. 7078 East Main in Prattville. Join their club at brianjewelry.com. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. Your mother would be proud of your economic efficiency. 616.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Wednesday was Human Trafficking Awareness Day at the Alabama State House. Multiple bills have been introduced to help fight human trafficking. One bill would require all healthcare workers to undergo human trafficking training. That bill is still in committee. Alabama Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh will not run for U.S. Senate next year. Marsh said he concluded he would not enjoy Washington because he likes, quote, getting things done. Alabama Congressman Bradley Byrne and former Auburn University football coach Tommy Tuberville have announced they are running. And Alabama health officials are warning that a traveler passing through Alabama may have exposed people to measles. They say the traveler made stops in Livingston and Fort Payne on April 11th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Acceptance Insurance. Protection. Options. Peace of mind. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Wake up! Wake up!
So early shouting like that.
What's today?
What's today?
Thursday.
Thursday. Is this Thursday?
Thursday is...
Not quite.
Not quite.
Friday?
Friday.
Is it Friday already?
Not yet, but close.
So close I can taste it.
So close I can smell it.
Yeah, sorry. That was me.
Ew, gross.
The day is Thursday. The time is...
Showtime.
All right, listen to this. This is supposed to make you happy when you hear it. A new study has found that listening to sad music makes you feel happier than upbeat music, because uplifting music can be irritating when you're sad, so it says.
That's my favorite piece of music right there. Adagio for strings, G minor. Samuel Barber.
For a moment, I thought it was Heard It in a Love Song. It's the way it started.
Stay tuned. Leonard Bernstein will be doing random facts later.
That is my favorite piece.
I'm impressed, I got to admit.
Is that what it's that's what it's labeled, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's my favorite piece.
Bailey wants a piece.
Sometimes you'll get a choir in there that does it, and it's just amazing, and yeah. It's been in a lot of movies. It was in The Elephant Man.
Oh, well, I never saw that.
It was in Platoon.
Another happy movie.
See, I like...
You remember...
God.
I like more of, like, Verdi's Requiem and stuff like that. Like the big, bombastic...
I like Dizzy by Tommy Rowe.
What movement is that?
We are at 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Hey, we had a really, really sizable turnout at Bomb Hours last night.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was quite the group. Just thought I'd pass on. What are we talking about on TV today? Sitting?
Yeah, we're too much. We sit too much. But teens really sit too much.
I didn't read the title of that email correctly when it first came through.
Oh, I'll sit on it.
That was Happy Days,
right? That's right.
That became a thing there for a couple years as people got tired of being told to sit on it.
And then they jumped the shark.
Literally.
Yeah, well, they sure did. That was, you know, you watch any, if any show has a run of 5 years or more, there are...
Their ideas become thin.
Well, but they reuse them. I mean, I've seen TV shows from the 50s with the same plot line. Example, there is an episode of...
yeah,
Andy Griffith, where Aunt B, this is in the color years, where she loses an antique pin.
Right.
And they collect the insurance, and then she finds the pin.
The brooch, yeah, yeah.
And there's an exact same episode in Black and White Family, except in that one, the moral dilemma is Archie wants the money so he can buy a TV. Edith finds the locket, and she's so honest, she does, you know, so the insurance guy comes over. Archie wants the check. Don't say anything about the locket.
Yeah.
But Edith can't help herself, so he loses his $300 insurance check and his new color TV. But there are dozens and dozens of plot lines like that that
get
turn
recycled.
Up. And,
I could just hear Aunt B.
And don't forget, like, in about a month, I think a month from today, they're doing that All in the Family Jeffersons reboot.
Yeah. I got to see that. I got to tell my DVR to get that.
Rusty just texted me to say, kiss my grits. I'm going to pass on your grits, Rusty. It's not that I don't love you and don't appreciate you, but...
That was a catchphrase, wasn't it?
That was from what show?
Alice. What's her name? Yeah.
She was...
With Linda Lavin.
Yeah.
Linda Lavalier.
Mm-hmm.
And the cook. Who was the cook?
Mel.
It was Mel.
Mel's
okay.
Diner. Played by...
That's who I'm wondering. Who
Vince Tayback.
Okay.
It's funny. You see a lot of these people in old movies that were character actors. God, I was watching some old Dracula film, and there's a guy in that movie who... I say, he looks familiar, but where did I
it's
see him?
Dracula.
And he played a bit part in a Green Acres episode like 30 years later. Yeah. So those people found work, you know.
I mean, when you see Dom DeLuise show up in Failsafe, you know, it's like, whoa.
That is, that was probably, of course, you know, he made that early in his career.
Yeah.
And did not know what his casting ultimately would be. But yeah, that is bizarre when you look at that movie. You expect him to say, I'm too fat or something.
Yeah.
He plays a military guy during the nuclear crisis, which Hollywood envisioned and never really happened.
And he has to give away a secret that he was sworn never to give away.
Yeah.
He has to give it away to the Russians.
Russians. He has to tell the Russians.
He has to tell them how to shoot down our missiles.
Thanks for reminding me to get the Bob Myers winning word ready.
Oh.
I tried those new wings last night, the fire roasted wings, and they are awesome. All of the wings there are, but this one was designed to give you a crispy bite. And there's a lot of grated Parmesan cheese, and instead of, well, I mean, they grill everything at Baumhauer's, but this is right over open fire, and it's, they're absolutely incredible. Just when you think you've had the best wing ever, they come up with a new way to do it. You'll be able to get those if you win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Rectory Grill with the winning word, and that'll be coming up shortly. Right now, it's our first look at the roads. Rich has the timeline. Christmas was 4 months ago today. That's kind of hard to wrap my mind around. And the School of Broadcasting, more next.
As we roll on into the 6 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch doesn't see any troubles for you today. The interstate is rolling along just fine. We don't see any delays on the boulevard. And if you're coming in on the 31s, don't worry. You got a smooth ride all the way into town. School buses are taking the road picking up kids. Watch out for them as you travel this morning. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping for East Montgomery, has a bright, fresh new look and currently has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-91. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh boy, it's tonight, I think.
They don't even play football today, but we're gearing up for a big party. We got the nachos and a keg of beer. We're acting like the playoffs are here, but it's not even close to the super big game, cause we're just watching people calling out names. Are you ready? I mean, get ready! Are you ready for selections? The NFL draft! They're announcing all their picks, and then they give the guy a team hat. There are no hits, no sacks, no blocks, no spikes, but all the football fans are watching the draft tonight!
It is 6:30 with the timeline for the 25th of April. And the School of Broadcasting, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
115th day of the year, 250 days remain. Today is Take Your Kids to Work Day. This is my kid right here. Hey, baby.
She's
you're my kid.
Stick. Bailey, where are you?
Today is World Penguin Day.
Oh, penguins.
Coincides with the annual northward migration of penguins, of course. Take a penguin to lunch. 1507 on this date, a German cartographer produced the world map containing the first use of the word, the term America, in honor of the Italian navigator Amerigo Vespucci. The map also reportedly accurately showed the location of twice-a-day Millbrook.
We saluted them with our opening song today.
Oh, I heard.
300 years ago, today, in 1719, Robinson Crusoe was first published. 1859, ground broken for the Suez Canal today. 145 years ago, 1874, the man who invented radio, Guglielmo Marconi, was born in Bologna, Italy. 1901, New York becomes the first state to require license plates on cars. 1959, the St. Lawrence Seaway opens. That makes the Great Lakes accessible to the whole world as far as shipping. 72 years ago in 47, President Truman opened the first White House bowling alley. Eisenhower closed that one, but in 55, Johnson and Nixon had other alleys built for themselves. There's still one in the White House.
That's about, then it was about $40,000 to $50,000 to put a lane in. Those are expensive.
The pool has been filled in. The briefing room is now on top of the pool.
I did not know that.
Yeah. 72 years ago, we just did that. That's the bowling alley. Now our song of the day goes back to the so-called psychedelic rock era. It's the fall of 1969. A group from L.A. called Strawberry Alarm Clock did this one. Another case of where the B-side is the record. In other words, the record company was plugging the other side. Radio said, nope, this is obviously the hit. Went all the way to number one. Incense and Peppermint, Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead king, many things I can't define. Occasions, bus, wagons, blood your mind. Incense and Peppermint, the color of time.
What single were they pushing? I'm just curious.
You know what? I should have gone. I should have put that in that I didn't. But
what am I looking up?
What is the flip side of Strawberry Alarm Clock's Incense and Peppermint?
Well, the record label thought it was better than that, so yeah, it'd be interesting to hear it.
Records can't always be trusted.
No, they can't.
I know that you may have heard it, but I used to work for Styx.
Styx! Don't show.
Excuse me.
And I only take record calls from 2 to 5, and and I keep the phone off the hook during those hours.
It was the Birdman of Alcatrash?
Okay.
Really?
All right, that was probably an interesting song.
That sounds like it was based on a doobie or two.
1970, Jackson 5, number one with ABC. It's easy, it's 1, 2, 3. Do, re, mi. ABC, 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me.
Now, that song is Trilogy, The Medicine. 1, 2, 3,
I know.
Trilogy.
Isn't it funny to hear all these commercials are using
That's
music?
That's how they hook y'all.
How about, Ozempic?
Yes.
I don't know what it's for, but remember the...
When Bob Dylan sells out... to like a Rolling Stone to somebody. That's when I throw in the towel.
You don't think he has?
Like a kidney stone.
I think he did sell out for
Bob Dylan's song for what? A pharmaceutical, right?
Yeah. So what do you got?
I don't know. Hang on.
All right.
Got to spell pharmaceutical.
While you're looking on this date in 82, Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder, number one with Ebony and Ivory.
Ugh.
29 years ago in 1990, the Hubble Space Telescope placed into orbit. Man, oh man. Remember they had to go fix that?
Yes. It was nearsighted or something.
Yeah, it was. 10 years ago in 2009, Golden Girls superstar Bea Arthur died from cancer.
Oh, we're going to tribute the Golden Girls here shortly.
All right. You got it? No?
No, because all I get is drug references and Bob Dylan songs.
Oh, okay. Five years ago in 2014, the Flint water crisis began. That's the day in Flint that the officials switched from the city's water supply to the Flint River in order to save a quick buck without realizing how contaminated the water was.
It's going to cost them 10 times as much to fix it.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see some of the brown coming out of faucets there?
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Nobody in America should have to deal with anything like that.
Actor Jason Lee is 49 today. He was... in Almost Famous, a great movie. If you've never seen it, he was also David Seville in the Alvin and Chipmunk movies.
He was in Mallrats too, wasn't he?
Hmm. It may have been.
Jason Lee was in Mallrats.
Yes.
Renee Zellweger is 50 today. Joe Buck is 50, son of Jack Buck, NFL pregame host. Hank Azaria is 55, the voice of Chief Wiggum and Moe and Apu on The Simpsons. Baseball announcer also on the Brockmire.
That's not a bad show. That has its moments.
It has its moments, but then I have trouble with it sometimes. Stu Cook is 74, guitarist for CCR.
Oh, yeah.
Al Pacino is 79 today.
Good Lord.
We're going to salute him. He's our Star is Born feature.
And Metal Lark Lemon, who died in 2015, would have had a birthday today from the Harlem Globetrotters.
I had him on my show in Miami.
Was he a good guy?
A lot of people died after they were on that show. He's a very good guy. Very
it's
nice.
Morbid.
We're 12 days away from Teacher Appreciation Day. We appreciate teachers. 17 days till Mother's Day. Memorial Day weekend, 28 days. 4th of July, just 68 days away. And Thanksgiving, 217 days. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Gulf. Gulf is the winning word today.
Wrong one.
not the wrong word.
That's not the wrong word. It was the wrong volume knob.
Yeah, okay. Well, I learned my way around a woman's body the same way.
Whoa.
What happens if I touch this? Anyway, golf is the winning word.
Oh, my lands. I can't even look at you.
What was so outrageous about that?
It's just
great for me.
Everybody went through awkward.
Everybody was 11 once.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Warm day today, high around 81. Thunderstorms becoming likely by later this afternoon and this evening. Check out my morning video if you get a chance. The latest on the severe weather threat today and into the evening hours tonight, because a few of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with the threat of damaging wind gusts. Tonight's low 63 as the showers and storms come to an end late. There could be a shower early tomorrow, I suppose, but otherwise improvement by midday and into the afternoon with sun returning, high around 80, then a perfect weekend forecast. Sunshine, 82 Saturday, 85 Sunday, 88 Monday, maybe near 90 by Tuesday and Wednesday. Ruh-roh, Roarge. And the beach forecast, I promise I'll do here just after 7. We got TV time coming up in a moment. Right now this morning, calm winds, partly cloudy skies, 88% humidity, temperature 60 at 639.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
What?
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It is 6:40. How many hours a day do you spend sitting if you add up all the time you spend at your desk, on your couch, or even in your car?
The average American adult now spends 6 hours and 24 minutes a day sitting. Wow. And it's even higher for teenagers. That is 8 hours and 12 minutes.
All these numbers and questions you asked, and how many hours. See, I thought it was a riddle when we started out. I'm going to bring in 3 minutes the lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I know I sit at least 6 hours a day here.
Yeah. Right.
And was it, did you go through a period where... for a while there, anyway, they were telling radio guys and girls to stand up when they did their shows because you had better flow of air through your diaphragm.
That's how I started.
Larry had a stand-up situation over there at Y102 when
the great Larry Stevens.
Yeah, when I started.
That's how it was in Mobile. We had a stand-up studio too. I miss it. I prefer to stand.
I think it's good.
You're not tethered.
I think it's good.
Here and talk down there into the mic. That's ridiculous.
We'll still hear you.
Would I be out of the shot?
You can talk down to them the whole morning.
Exactly.
Emily. You can talk down to them.
Wouldn't change anything, really.
No.
You also have to understand that this studio is at the top of what, 24 steps?
Yeah.
So when you climb those stairs to get up here, you're kind of eager to sit down because your thighs are on fire.
It's a narrow one-way road, but there's occasionally two people trying to go on that one way.
Yeah, there's no passing.
Yeah.
Try moving furniture or try moving a body.
That's right. Yeah, you had to be taken down those stairs at one point.
Well, that took a turn.
No, someone in this room.
Jay.
Had to go down.
Had to be carried out because they messed up their back.
Oh.
Great.
And they had to be carried out on a...
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was rough.
No, that's a true story.
It goes way back.
I had a back surgery on January 6, 2006. Not even here a year.
Picture it.
And
Sicily.
It didn't go well. And right here in this very spot, I came into this little area here, and there was pain raiding up, and it got worse and worse. And I laid on the floor, and I was literally in tears, and I was beating the floor with my fist, screaming, "Somebody call 911!" So the problem is the stairwell was kind of built in after the building itself was constructed. So Jay and three fire guys, they put me on a board. And because they couldn't get a gurney up here. So as they're carrying me down the stairs, my nose is hitting the ceiling over the stairwell.
Yeah, that was rough.
Then they had the gurney in the hallway and they put the morphine in, and that's the last thing I remember.
So you didn't stand for a while.
It took 3 months. Yeah. I had to do my show from bed. You talk about sitting. I was in bed for 3 months.
Does lounging count? As sitting, I imagine so.
Yeah,
lounging. What's lounging? You know, lounging about.
Jay, you can identify with this. You got the Apple Watch too.
This thing tells
you to stand up. It reminds you to stand up.
And who wants a watch that nags you? That's what wives are for.
Oh boy, look at the time.
Please send complaints to Greg at Greg Newdale.
Look, I bump into people that watch this segment all the time, and I think by this point they know I was just kidding.
Uh-huh. Stand up.
Can I stay at your house for a couple of days?
Clincy sends his emails to Greg at gregbudell.com.
I get so annoyed with my Fitbit when I'm driving home,
right.
Which I have like a 7-hour drive home.
Yeah.
And it keeps buzzing at me. And I'm like, I can't stand up. I'm driving. You're smart enough to know I haven't stood up.
Right. You're commuting 7 hours to work right. Every day?
A drive home to visit my family.
Oh. He's really on the outskirts of town.
That's what those things do. They tell you guys.
They remind you. Well, yeah, sure.
They want you to stand up for at least 60 seconds every hour.
Oh.
And mine's always telling me you can do it, and it's always encouraged me to.
I stand up for a minute every hour, but I'm smoking while I'm doing it, so I'm kind of like solving one problem and creating another.
There you go, folks.
I don't recommend that.
Balances out, right?
The good with the
exactly.
Bad.
Don't stand for it. Don't stand for it.
Look at him in great shape.
Yeah, rounds of shame.
Rounds of shame.
Oh, Ryan. We're going to end it here.
Ryan.
Punch Ryan in the commercial.
Oh,
right
Ryan.
You guys have a good one.
Look at
love you, Greg.
Well, if you want to hear more from 3 Minute Deleted, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1. Monday through Friday. And nice. You're a real stand-up guy, but now I don't know.
We're still doing it.
Like racism. They're increasing.
You all just let me know when you're done laughing.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry, Greg. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
That was up there with the straw story, man.
No, you're right.
It was really good.
And I know your philosophy is if it's good for the show, it's good for the show.
Oh, man.
No matter what expense it
is. I'm sorry. Yeah.
My dignity, the price of my dignity.
You got to take the hit on that one because that was worth it for the...
I take the hits every day. I might...
You took a hit. You are a stand-up
guy. Every day I walk in here.
I get hit all the time by you.
I'm texting to all three of them. There goes Ryan's Christmas card from Greg.
There goes breakfast.
No, that was good. That was...
That was hilarious.
Look. So as I was saying before at 6:46, Lewis Lawn will be opening in about 14 shopping minutes. They're one of our partners in Paw It Forward, by the way.
They are. I believe we are there today, actually.
They are fantastic partners.
We are.
Yeah, we're there today.
And they are a fantastic local business that has just acquired the property next door, and they're doubling
their showroom space. Expanding. Oh.
Yeah. So, and they're quite excited about it. And anytime there's growth in a business, that's a good thing for the River Region. Now, Lewis Lawn not only sells every great brand, they just added traditional lawn tractor mowers to their inventory, and they're in the new showroom, which is the southern of the two buildings. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Anything you buy at Lewis Lawn can be brought back for maintenance, service, or warranty repair if required. It's also the place for do-it-yourselfers who like to take care of their own place. You get the best equipment there from Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, all the great steel products, and a fantastic staff. Somebody called the show last week and talked specifically to the fact that they recommended a specific product to them based on what the customer was interested in and the kind of property they had. Rather than try to sell them something they didn't need, sold them something that would work much better for the circumstances. So they know their product really, really well, and they're just fantastic folks to deal with. Stop by and see them or call them after 7 at 244-9191, and I know with this expansion, they're also hiring. Pickup and delivery, they need people with good driving records and who are willing to work. That's 244-9191, 7 to 5, Monday through Friday at Lewis Lawn. 647, the cheap and trashy next.
As we get a little bit closer to the 7 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the River Region, and things still look great for your travels this morning. We don't have any delays on the Boulevard. It's moving pretty smoothly. Same story on I-65 and 85. There are no hang-ups for you. Just be careful with the traffic around you. And if you're coming in on the 31s, everything's still a smooth ride, other than a slight delay at the Redland Road traffic light coming out of Wetumpka. School buses are picking up kids. School zones go into effect in just a few minutes. Watch yourself around the traffic. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm. 333 833-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Happy Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day. Now that they're there, you don't have to do your job because you have to entertain them and keep them busy. It's Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day. Frustrating employers since 1993.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Lyle for Marguerite's. Yes, we have Master Jeweler and Saft. Yes, we have graduate GIA gemologists. Yes, we're American Gem Society. Yes, we're partners with De Beers. We have all these things to give you the best possible service, best possible product at Marguerite's. And the best thing of all, it doesn't cost anything more. Actually, it costs less. We're going to be lower priced than anyone else for a higher quality product put together the proper way at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, we make it. Come see us. We're in the Peppertree Shops. We're open 7 days a week. Thank you very much.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
New Golden Girl cereal. Got more fiber than Metamucil. It tastes so good and it keeps you regular. When you wake up each morning and smile because you are not dead. Go and grab a bowl, shove it down your denture hole.
Good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Everybody's in it now. Tonight at midnight, is that the first showing to the public?
Not midnight, no.
You're kidding.
It is. What's today? Thursday? It's tonight at like 6. There's a couple of showings tonight.
Oh.
And it starts at 6.
Everybody has. You know, pretty much speculated this movie will gross at least
$1 million.
It already hit 100 in China.
100 million in China.
Yeah. So it's already grossed 100 million.
That was just a trailer.
There's not a lot to do there that's fun in China, at least that's.
Yeah, there's one, two, three, four. There's 6 showings tonight at one theater alone.
Wow.
And it's a 3-hour film.
How do you guys feel about that?
3-hour film. I was just going to do the same thing. That's so funny.
I've been hanging out with you guys too long.
The movie started getting rough.
Around the halfway point.
Well, that is part of the speculation. There is a... I got a whole piece here on advice online advice on what points in the movie to take a pee break. If
oh,
you need
really?
It.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, right? They're advising when?
Yeah.
Why don't they do intermissions anymore? You know, Gone with the Wind has an intermission.
A lot of movies.
They used to do that at the drive-in, too.
That's right.
You remember that?
Yeah, so you could take the steam
Let's
off
all go to the snack bar.
I know those. I think, you know what? I think I might actually have that.
If we not, played the, you remember that, Jay? YouTube?
When we played the drive-in.
I have no idea what you would have labeled it. I know that we had it.
Good luck.
Let's try this one.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Yummy.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
And that was Dylan.
Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
There are, we don't have time now, but there are a lot of stars who have written commercial jingles and stuff like that.
Didn't Barry Manilow write a bunch?
He does a whole segment in his show, which I had to
win.
That I had to endure when I was dating Shelley Sko.
To have to endure a lot when you're dating Shelley Sko.
Well,
that name does come up quite a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, every time there's a complaint. Yeah.
Now, here's a story. Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Yes! Hashtag shiplap.
Who is this?
Well, they were introduced to Martha Stewart, and he's complaining because she didn't have any idea who we are. Well, guess what, Chip? I don't either, and I don't give a damn.
I don't see him as someone who is complaining and being all, she doesn't know who we are.
Why would I have a story on it?
Because they do things to fire you up. Haven't you picked up on that yet?
Boston sports fans think they have a shot at a Boston slam because the Red Sox won the series, Patriots won the Super Bowl,
right.
The 76ers and Bruins are both advancing, and that would be amazing for one city to have all four major sports championships.
I wonder what's the current championship total for that. What city has had the most championship? New York, probably.
Yeah. And
what city?
In baseball, St. Louis is
has two. Had the most, baseball. Not tornadoes, champion
professional championships.
They've had 12 championships in Boston over the last 17 years. Which has got to be great news.
What
for
city has the most pro
suffered for years?
Yep.
I don't want to mention any
the
names.
The 10 cities with the most sports championships. At number 8, it is a 8 has a three-way tie. St. Louis, Oakland, and Green Bay.
Yeah, but that's probably all time. I'm talking about in one.
They're calling this a slam, like a grand, right. Like a golfer who wins the four majors.
Yeah. Well, and the one I had here, number one, was New York. They have 55.
By the way, a rare Babe Ruth, speaking of New York, the guy who saved baseball.
The picture that the woman found, you're talking about?
A jersey that was auctioned off yesterday for $4.5 million.
Did you hear about the lady who found a card and it was inside of like an appliance or something? It was like stuck inside.
I do remember that. I'll bet I could find that on our service if I ran a quick search. Netflix is in danger of losing The Office, its most streamed show. NBC wants it back for their streaming service, but they may not get it for a couple years. Jussie Smollett's last episode aired last night, but now the cast wants him back. It's like it never happened. It's unbelievable. Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale are still dating, but they're in a cool-down phase because they were moving too fast, and eventually her vision will come back, and she'll move on.
That's...
What? And Sting is officially old because he's doing a Vegas residency.
Britney Spears had a Vegas residency.
Britney was glamour. You know, that's great because the best thing about a Vegas residency, if you like Vegas, is you don't have to travel to the next city and just hang out and go do your show and then have a good time. 658, Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, has had a busy week. I have been doing my due diligence here. And I've said before that they'd rather have no cars on the lot than one that would make trouble. That would be, you know, somebody would buy it and then they'd be back the next week because it has issues. Now, I am asked to tell you about vehicles in the under $10,000 category, and you can shop that way at jackingram.com by price, by the type of make and model you want, and price range as well. But right now, in the under 10, there's one, and that's 2013 Nissan Sentra. It's only got 65,000 miles on it, and like everything else that they put into the Signature pre-owned lot, it looks brand new. Beautiful interior, good vehicle history, and if it's time to buy a car for a new driver in the family, here's where you want to go because everything has been vetted. You don't want your new driver to learn how to call AAA the first time they're out on their own. You don't want to worry. If you know what parental worry is all about, you'll understand exactly what I'm saying. Stop by and see them. Shop with confidence. Tip Tames and that group over there are fantastic. We've got hundreds of choices overall. It's just this particular category. Well, when they find something that they can confidently put in there, they will. At jackingram.com. Fox News coming up. Quick look at traffic.
As we get a little bit closer to the 7 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and things still look great for your travels this morning. We don't have any delays on the boulevard. It's moving pretty smoothly. Same story on I-65 and 85. There are no hang-ups for you. Just be careful with the traffic around you. And if you're coming in on the